Pre-puzzle number two. The submarine rockets through the dark waters. You rush past schools of gigantic fish, each the size of the submarine. Some of them blink in and out of existence as you watch them. Did the fish get bigger too? Pri asks, gaping at a gargantuan carp with eyes the size of the New Year's Eve ball.
Makes sense, Connor replies. The whole world is expanding, right?
Look at the sonar, Jojo points. The outline of the distant shoreline keeps stretching and growing away from you.
Oh, that's not a good sign, Aaliyah says, crossing her arms. It looks like we're headed toward that island right there. Wait, where did it go?
She's right. You just saw the outline of an island. Now it's gone. Pri swipes the troubleshooter toward the console.
Take us up!
In seconds, the submarine bursts to the top of the ocean waters. Jojo whistles.
Ugh, look at that.
It looks like rain at first, but it's not. It's an island rising out of the ocean and into the sky. Huge spheres of ocean water rise like bubbles, then pop when they get too high.
Funny gravity, Aaliyah notes,
like the water falcon field at Silver Quicken. Suddenly, the submarine starts to rise. You're caught in one of the spheres of water.
Oh, great, Connor shouts.
Yes, this is great, Jojo yells. We can ride the bubbles to the island.
He's right. If you maneuver from sphere to sphere, you can make it.
Then you notice symbols appear on the bubbles on the sonar.
Are those water falcon symbols? Pri asks.
Connor nods and cracks his knuckles.
We got this,